Gutvach. Bez Hashem, we continue Kitzur Shachan Aruch Yomi. This is actually the Kitzur Shachan Aruch Yomi for Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayera. And then we'll do a second recording for the second Shir. Bez Hashem, we continue in Simen Yud Beis Sif Hey of Kitzur Shachan Aruch Yomi. This is Kitzur Shachan Aruch Yomi for the 16th of Cheshvan. It's on page 178 of the art scroll Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yomi. We're talking about preparation for davening. We spoke about making sure one wears the right clothing, the giving tzedakah, and think about v'haftich kamoicha, and making sure your body is clean. And we continue. Sif, hey, tzarech lirchoitz es yadav b'mayim. A person has to wash his hands with water. Ad haperek until the wrist. Kaidematfila before davening. Therefore, even though he already washed his hands in the morning, when you woke up, you wash your hands. If after that washing, he touched with his hands on any soiled place, that is any place on the body of a person that are usually covered. Two things, covered and that can have beads of sweat there. Second option, he scratched his head. It's normally on the covered portions of one's head. Or if the person did not wash his hands totally in the morning, in all these cases, the person has to wash his hands again for tefillah. But if it seems like if a person did not do any of these things, he did not touch himself in any of these places, and he washed himself properly, not scratch his head, so then a person would not have to wash his hands special for davening. He can rely on their washing from the morning. It sounds like if one does not have water available where he is, a person must go after to get water, even if he has to go forward on his trip another 4 milim. In the note, it says, we spoke about above 8. What exactly that length is of 4 milim, which is about 2.4 to 2.9 miles. Or if he has to turn around, let's see, he was going in the direction, the shul's ahead of him, he has to go another 4 mil ahead or 1 mil back, which is again a quarter of the distance that we just said. Okay, so that's how far a person has to travel to even wash his hands for tefillah. However, if one fears, if he's concerned that he'll miss the man tefillah, or he can clean his hands with pebbles or with earth, or any other substance that would clean his hands off, wipe his hands on something. And then he could daven because it's better to wash his hands or clean his hands in this minimal way than to miss zman tefillah. And we can learn this from the pasuk, the chsiv, I wash in cleanliness my hands. Wash means with water, usually, or any other method that you can do in a bedieved fashion. It means I wash with water. And if that's not possible, with anything that can clean my hands. So the pasuk is meant to be read. I wash my hands for davening, or clean my hands if that's the only way to get my hands to be ready for davening. Sif, Vav. If a person washes his hands in the morning properly, and he has no certain knowledge of what we said earlier, that his hands became unclean through anything. Nevertheless, since in the interim his attention was diverted, and he wasn't always thinking about the cleanliness of his hands between the time he washed them when he woke up and Shacharis, or even if he spent the time in that interim, he spent it learning. So that would be considered a diversion of his clarity of whether he kept his hands clean. And therefore, a person has to wash his hands to prepare for davening. Again, either there's three options here. You know with certainty that you touched something that wasn't clean. In that case, of course, you'd have to wash your hands or clean it if you wouldn't have anything to wash your hands. Now we're talking about a case where I don't know. I'm not so sure, but time passed and I wasn't always thinking about my hands. Then in such a case, the person has to wash his hands also. However, in this case, where a person's unsure, a person does not have to go looking for water. If he doesn't have a sink right there, and if he would go somewhere to be able to find water, he wouldn't be able to daven with a minyan. He should not go after the water. Once again, he could just brush his hands with anything and be able to daven with a minyan. Previously, we said you could be makel when you're going to miss tefillah, when you're going to miss tefillah bizmana. the man tefillah. Over here, we're saying it could be a mekel if you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, missing davening with a minyan. Fifth, Zion. Yishtadel v'yisamitz. What a beautiful lashon. A person should endeavor to make a great effort. Lispal im tzibur to daven with a minyan. As it says, literally that means, as for me, may my prayer to you, Hashem, be at a favorable time. What is a favorable time for tefillah? That we just said today by Mincha on Shabbos. That should be my tefillah, my prayer to you should be at a favorable time. What's a favorable time? Time b'shasha atzibur mispalim, the time when the congregation prays, uchsev koyamar Hashem be'is rotzen ani yisicha chasad Hashem, in a time of favor, I answer, meaning Hashem will listen to us better when it's at the time of an es rotzen. When is that? That's the time of tefillah b'tzibur. V'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu moyes b'tzivosen shel rabim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never despise the prayer of a tzibur, of a congregation, v'afli yesh b'em chayten, even if in that congregation there are sinners, there are people who don't act appropriately, uchsev, Hein kil kaber velo yimos. What that means is, behold, God does not despise the numerous, the rabbim. Hein kil kaber over here usually means mighty, but we are translating here as many, many people. Lo yimos Hashem would never despise it. Uchsev, also written, poda b'sholem nafshi mikrov liki b'rabim ayu merdi. David HaMelech said, he redeemed my soul in peace from battles confronting me, for the masses who were praying with me. B'rabim ayu merdi, because there were a lot of people with me. That lot of people is the reason why his tefillahs were listened to. That's how powerful tefillah b'tzibur is. Sif chet. Ha'hoylech b'derech, if a person's traveling, v'yegiel ha'makim shu roitzel lolun sham, and reaches a place where he wants to stay overnight, but it does not have a minion there with whom he can pray the next day. So im yish lefon of ad ar milim, so similar to the halachas about finding water, if ahead of him there is about 4 mil ahead of him, which we said is like some 2.9 miles ahead of him, makum shemispalim b'tzibur, a place where a congregation prays. If you're able to go there a little further while it's daytime, and you'll be able to daven with them, you wouldn't have to travel alone at night. So you should go daven there to be able to have a minyan. If a person just needs to put in that minimal amount of effort, then go do that. But if it means going backward in your traveling, you're on a business trip and I have to go backwards, so you only have to go tzarech lachz or mil, you only have to go backwards a mil, again, is a quarter of that distance. Kedele espal b'tzibur to esos daven with a minyan. Umikol shekin shalai yelech, certainly if a person, one may not go away, but makom shem espal m'sham b'tzibur, from a place where there is a minyan praying to a place where he will not have that opportunity. If you were able to get to the place where you wanted while it's still daytime, the place you're trying to get to has a minyan, you saw it, you're just going to hang out, that is totally inappropriate. Say, I don't have any opinion on people going on vacations to places where there's no minyanim. I will just say that I would never go on such a trip. Why? Why would you need to go? There's so many beautiful places, so many beautiful Jewish communities all over that have minyanim. That was my parenthetical rant. Fifth test. Mitzvah g'day, that's a great mitzvah. Now let's see where Davin in Shul. I have a base of Medrash, or Davin a base of Medrash. Yeshiva, shehim mekaymes mikudasha, since they are holy places. Even if occasionally the congregational prayer session is canceled due to a lack of minyan, sometimes the shul doesn't have a minyan chas v'shalom. It's better to daven in a shul or in a base medrash, even without a minyan. Kievan shehim mekaymes mikudasha, since that's a holy place. Told my son we want to go daven in Beis Medrash Gavoya in Lakewood. What holier place is there to daven in Beis Medrash Gavoya? It's like the Kodesh Kadashim, perhaps the holiest place in the entire world. Omisha darik a little in Beis Medrash. A person normally learns in a Beis Medrash. He spell a gamkin sham basar. A person should also daven in the place where he learns, as long as the minyan. Alvi sheish beir a gam Beis Knesses. Even though he has a shul in his city, better to daven where he learns. Avol misha ain't darik a little in Beis Medrash. But if he doesn't usually learn in that place, he's found the basic nesh yesh baroyv am, and it's better to daven in a shul that has tons of people. Uburam amam shemelach, like the pasuk says, with the multitude of people is the glory of the king. Meaning, the more people there are davening, the better it is. So, if you learn that base matters, even if there's only 10 people, daven there. But if you don't learn there, better to daven in a place that has many, many people. So let's say a person has like Flatbush, you have a city with a bunch of shuls. He says two shuls. You should go to the one that's further away. By doing that, you'll receive a reward from heaven for the extra steps that it takes to get there. Better to go a little further. Shubin Levi said, the person should always wake up early to go to shul kadesh yimoni emasar yishrem, to be counted with the first 10 people who are there. For even if 100 people would come after him, he receives a heavenly reward equal to all of them together. Note 39, it says, the divine presence comes to rest when there are 10 people together. Since the first 10 people bring the divine presence to the synagogue, those who come later are merely joining the original congregation of 10. So you brought the Shekhinah to the shul. I don't remember saying, Chazal also say, Kol mi shahoylech shachris v'arvis l'beisach nesel oy l'beisach medrash, whoever goes for shachris and arvis to shul, bizman aroy at the proper time, misacher sham karoy, and stays there late to be able to learn there, or does say more there, misnayik sham kedusha karoy, and behaves there appropriately with proper holiness, zoychel arichas yamim, merits a long life. He stays in shul a long time, he comes early, and he treats the shul properly, and he gets a long life. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, asher adam shanei alip, happy is a man who listens to me, lushkoid al dal soysa yamim, who comes quickly to my doors every day, meaning it comes to the doors of the Beis HaKnesses, lishmar mezuzais pisochai, to guard the doorposts of my entranceways, which means that these are people who stay there longer, as long as they can stay. And after that, ki moitzoi motzachayim, for those who find me, meaning those who find Hashem, find life, meaning those who want to spend more time with Hashem will find long life. Sif Yud. A person should establish for himself a shul or a base medrash, that's your study place that you go to. Besides for having the shul that you daven in, you should also have the spot in shul that you daven in. Behold, toich arba amis, and in any space within four amis, you don't have to get so worried if you're within that between 6 and 8 feet of the place where you usually daven. That's still considered your mokim kibu. V'toyv, it's preferable. Im yachalik boyle mokim eitz lakir. If you could daven near the wall, that would be best. If there's no one between you and the wall, the matzim b'chizkiyo amelach will be fine. B'chizkiyo, it's written by chizkiyo amelach. V'yasim chizkiyo panav lakir v'goymer. The chizkiyo turned his face to the wall. That's how we daven. V'lo yamad v'lo yeshu b'tfilo. One should not stand or sit in prayer eitz l'rasha, near a wicked person. Even though we said that davening with a wicked person is okay, but you should not sit near them. U'kishim mispalo beisim, a person davens at home. Without the money, without the basic analysis, yikba legamkin makam, you should have a special place. Certainly, this is much more applicable to a person not able to go to shul consistently, or a person or women that are not able to go to shul consistently, to be able to have a set spot in the home where they daven, shleyev al baluv in a basai, that people will not disturb them. Everyone should have bracha v'atzlacha.